Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
The Crossroads Diary, December 29th, 1968. That's ugly. Well, we got through the truce operation. Charlie did try to give us some Christmas presents on Christmas Day, but his deadly little presents were pesky fleas compared to the wasp, hornets, and insect bombs we gave back to him. Ours were bigger, badder, and fully outnumbered anything he could have possibly wanted. We got back to our base on the 26th and did the cleanup and resupply drill. Yesterday, the 28th, we set sail again to this place known as Snoopy's Nose.
Okay, well, Snoopy's Nose. Well, what's...
When you see it on a map, it looks like Snoopy's Nose.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
The Rock Ba Rye River, better known as Snoopy's Nose, is where Tango 914 had a disastrous encounter with the enemy on September 15th, 1967. It was a two-day battle where three sailors were killed and 61 wounded. We heard about it when we were in training. We were not trained for what we saw today. It is one of the most ugliest water land crafts that could possibly exist anywhere at any time. It is called a PACV, capital letters PACV, standing for Patrol Air Cushion Vehicle.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
It's a hovercraft.
Okay.
PACV. It can flow over land and or water at over 60 knots per hour, but you can hear it coming from a long way off. I just wonder what non-military usages it might have. Maybe someday we'll find out.
Well, I'm sure it's fun, whatever that is.
But I don't think it's going to be very useful for a combat piece of equipment. The VC has given it a name, Monster. We will be with this monster till the end of this year. Then what?
Okay, so the pictures here. I'm telling you, people, you got to get this book. The pictures. It is. I mean, they've even painted a monster mouth on the inflatable part of this. This looks incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, but it definitely is scary. And you said 60 knots?
60 knots.
Which is?
Probably around 70, 75 miles
okay,
per hour.
Thank you.
Over the water and land.
Okay. I need the and land. See, that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like some of the things that they might have in the Everglades. Like,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The fan on that thing, you can probably see from a picture, is just huge.
Yeah.
And like I say, very, very loud. Well, let's jump over to New Year's Day, 1968.
All right.
Here we are, sitting out here in the bush on New Year's Day. I wonder what Charlie thought about our New Year's Eve celebration several hours ago. He might have been a part of it since I did see some white and green tracers. And by the way, we all shoot tracer rounds so we can tell where we are shooting when it's dark.
Okay, so what's the significance here? White and green tracers.
Well, they have white and green, and we had red.
Oh, okay. Kind of picturing a Star Wars battle here. So you would see...
It would be like a Star Wars battle with a lot of sabers.
A lot of sabers. But I think about those, the laser light. I mean, does it look a tracer? So you're thinking...
Supposedly, remember we talked about Gomer and how he was shooting a machine gun. It was supposed to be two or three rounds and he'd let go with 100?
Yes.
Kind of a same situation with tracer rounds. They're supposed to be every fifth or tenth round, and some guys would load up all tracers.
Oh my.
It in and of itself can destroy the barrel of the gun, but it does put out a light beam just straight.
Okay. All right. So white and green.
You know, yeah, you know who's shooting at you, you know where you're shooting, and everybody shoots for each other's lights.
Wow, okay.
But on New Year's Eve, everybody was just shooting up in the air.
Okay.
Anyhow, everybody started shooting anything and everything at midnight. There were flares, all kinds of bullets, artillery rounds that burst in the air, and generally one of the greatest fireworks shows I have ever seen. I'm surprised nobody got injured. That wasn't very peaceful for a peacekeeping truce, and those truces do not mean that gunfire isn't exchanged between us and them. That's been happening daily. We had a dignitary visitor come out to our location today. Apparently, he's a congressional representative from the state of Texas. I know I'll be able to remember his name since Grandpa always called me George. Not sure why, but it has something to do about lying or not lying. And of course, we are out in the bush. While he is riding around one of those pack Vs, I think I'll write a letter home.
January 1st, 1968. Dear family, hiya. Remember when I wrote last year on Christmas Day and told you we were out on an operation? Guess what? We still are. We gotta go in for one day on December 27th for Christmas dinner, but early Thursday morning, we were on our way again. We're scheduled to go back tomorrow. This boat is getting pretty well known. On the first day of our first mission, the day before Christmas, we were credited for killing 14 VC. I don't guess that is anything to brag about, but we're still proud of it. Not much has been happening for the last few days, but the VC are all around us. I am looking forward to getting back to pick up my mail. I'm hoping for quite a bit. Got a Christmas card from Sandy L. and Larry B. on Christmas Day, and a letter from Debbie N. too. Received your letter, John. The Navy brought mail to us last Friday or Saturday, I can't remember which. Every day is the same, you know. Somebody, the Army or Navy, just brought in a hot meal for everybody. I don't know how they'll get it all served out. This being out in the middle of nowhere is getting me behind on my letter writing. That's the way it goes. Tell Mrs. S. at Palm thank you for the Christmas card, but don't tell her I don't know who she is. Say, Dad, if you want, you can put my address in the rotary paper. I enjoy receiving mail, and that's one way of getting my address around so people who like to write can. I hoped you would put it in Palm's newsletter. Also, I hope I'm on Palm's mailing address. If anybody wants to get me a present, a subscription to Reader's Digest would be nice. You should see me. I haven't got my hair cut since the last time I was home, and it's plenty long and bushy. I have a beard and mustache. I am fairly dirty, haven't worn shoes in over 2 weeks, have a pretty good tan now, wear ragged clothes, and otherwise I look pretty much the same as the last time you saw me. Only I'm fatter now. I know for a fact I weigh over 150 pounds. That's all I gotta say. Bye for now, and write soon. Love, Tom.
I love that.
I do too.
I love that. Okay, I do need clarification though.
Yes.
VC.
Viet Cong.
Viet Cong, okay.
The enemy.
All right, very good.
Sometimes called VC, sometimes called Viet Cong.
Hey, who's Charlie?
VC.
Okay. All the names.
All the names. Okay. It just kind of goes back and forth as it hits the head.
Okay, very good. Reader's Digest request.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
I grew up getting to read Reader's Digest at Grandma's house. Love the stories. I mean, that was a great
they're short story. Yeah, they're short stories typically, a variety of stories, mm-hmm. and quite entertaining for many people to read, and a lot in those days, a lot of good humor.
Yes.
Just good humor.
Easy reads, like you said, the short stories. So, I mean, you didn't always have a lot of time.
Right.
So when you could just get in a little something.
Just a little something. And you didn't want something too heavy to read that took a lot of thinking.
Right. Right.
But they did get me the subscription.
Oh, good.
And it went over well with the boat crew.
I bet
very
it
well.
Did. Everybody enjoyed
Everybody
it.
Everybody read it.
Yep. Good. So 150 pounds packing on the weight.
Would love to see those days again.
What did you weigh when you graduated from high school?
When I graduated from high school, I had my weight up to about 120.
Wow. At what height?
At 5'10".
5'10", 120.
I was thin. And after the survival school, it dropped down remarkably enough a little bit. But then I started working, getting it back up to,
eventually,
to 150.
150. Yeah, yeah. Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, real heavyweight. And that was not my final weight when I got home from Vietnam. It's not anywhere in the book at the end, but when I got home, I was back down to 125. Yeah, Yeah, due to probably a lot of lack of food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's going to come up next? We're going to hear about the 5th of January, and then we're going to talk about Gomer.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.